The Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph has a shayla l'gabi the din of chatzin nazik, if it's megufim mishalim or me'aliyah mishalim. What's the shayla? The Gemara, so Gemara explains, do we say that it's megufim mishalim do ashen chatzin nazik to mishal me'aliyah? We never find chatzin nazik that it pays me'aliyah. Don't me'aliyah mishalim, maybe you pay me'aliyah do ashen ka'archid to mishal megufim. Never find anything which is ka'archid which pays megufim. So that's a shayla. What is the din of chatzin nazik? Tzoris is a megufim or me'aliyah. And l'chor, it's very difficult to understand the shayla gemar, because ba'atzim, if you think about it, what is chatzin nazik tzaris? Tzaris is a regular mazik, it's not a tam, it's a muad, it's not a mazik of karen, it's a new din of tzaris, it's kaychay, and it's mavor l'gemar before, the really misvar, we would have said that the kaychay kugufa, and you pay the whole din, you pay nazik sham, like any other mazik, which is a muad. The only reason why I pay chatzin nazik is because there's a halacha mashim sinai, a special halacha mashim sinai that says you only pay chatzin nezek and not nezek shalom. But be aside, what is it? It's regular mazik of kaychay, nothing to do with tamas, nothing to do with karen tama. So why in the world would you have a tzad that it should be megufay? The din megufay is a din in a karen, which is a tam. And there's nothing, no shaykhis over here. So the fact that it happens to be chatzin nezek because of the chiddush of halacha mashim sinai, why would we think that would translate into paying megufay? Avada, the soray chitzenim should be the payment aliyah. So what's the pshat in this tzad of the gemara that it pays megufay? And Rablai Malin in his Chidushim Simas Amchvav is mazra very nicely that the Chakira, the Gemara over here, is really not a Chakira in the din of Tzaris, but it's really a Chakira in how to understand the din that Chatzin Nezek of a Karen Tama pays Megufay. What's the Pshat that Chatzin Nezek of, what's the Pshat that a Karen Tama pays Chatzin Nezek Megufay? Is it the Pshat that this is a gather, it's a chilik in the din of between Tam and Muad and the Mazik of Karen, that the din Mazik of Karen is that when it's Muad it pays Nezek Shaman Aliyah, when it's Tama pays chatzin nezek megufay, and because it's a karen tama, that's why it pays megufay. So it's a din in the fact that it's a karen tama, that's its mechayev that has it to be megufay. Or is the pshat no, that it really has nothing to do with the fact that it's a karen tama, but it's a din in tashlum and chatzin nezek. It's a din atari that whenever you pay chatzin nezek, that tashlum and chatzin nezek has to be megufay. It happens to be the way you find it. You find it by karen tama, but it's not a din in the tamas of a karen, it's a din in tashlum and chatzin nezek. And that is the side of the shiloh here. If it's a din in karen tama, so then avada that would not apply to chatzin nezek tzairis, which is not karen, it's not tam. Avada, there's no reason why it should be megufay, just because it happens to be chatzin nezek. Why would that translate into being megufay? But if the din of megufay by karen tama is not a din in karen tama, it's a din in tashlumin of chatzin nezek, that the Torah is mechadish, whenever you have tashlumin, which is chatzin nezek, then it has to be megufay, then avada would apply over here as well. Over here, the Torah is mechadish that this din of tzairis is chatzin nezek, and mimele would follow the din that any chatzin nezek is going to be megufay. So the side of the shayla gemara is really telling how to understand the din of megufay by chatzin nezek of karen tama. Is that a din in tama? Is it a din in karen tama? Or is it a din in the gerah tashlumin of any chatzin nezek that it has to be dafka megufay?